As many around the country are heading out to this massive rally in Washington, D.C., I'd like to share a thought from this week's Parsha that helps frame a little bit of what we're trying to accomplish with such a rally. The Torah tells us about the wells of Yitzhak, that even after being driven from the Plishtim in the city of Gerar, Yitzhak has issues with the local Plishtim shepherds. They laid claim to these wells that were dug by his shepherds. And the Torah goes out of its way to share with us the names that Yitzhak gives to these wells. The first two wells, which were contested by the Plishtim, were called Esek, struggle or controversy, and Sitna. It's an enmity, fighting. The third well, which does not meet with any kind of contention or protest, is called Rechovos. And the Ramban, in a well-known comment in his Parish on the Torah, tells us that these wells are really a reference to Jewish history. They're symbolic of the three Batei HaMikdash. The first two wells, like the first Batei HaMikdash, were met with hostility, both within Am Yisrael and with outside of Am Yisrael, and they therefore were destroyed, just like these first two wells. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash did not last, as did not the first two wells. But the third Beis HaMikdash will bring in a time of Rechovos, of peace, of calmness, and that will be the third Beis HaMikdash that will bring a place of blessing and of Baracha to the world, just like a well gives Baracha and life to those who use it. The Klei Yakar says a little bit further on this Ramban about this symbolic meaning of the three Batei HaMikdash, that in his view, these names also foreshadow why these Batei HaMikdash didn't last. Yes, Rechovos, the last one, is peace and is calmness. That will last. But what is it about Esek and Sitna? Says the Klei Yakar, the first Beis HaMikdash doesn't last because when the nations divided themselves into two kingdoms, there was a bitter fight, bloodshed, that characterized the fight between these kingdoms. Says the Klei Yakar, the idea of Esek is controversies that surround things of major importance. The struggles of the first Beis HaMikdash occurred on the levels of kingdoms, of monarchs, of generals, what they thought was very, very important, and it led to their demise. The second Beis HaMikdash was characterized by Sitna, which Klei Yakar says is not major politics, but little things. The sinas chinam that we talk about is the little things, the things that I find issue with. Why I get upset at your thing, you get upset at my thing. Are they big? Are they major? No. Do we make them feel major? Do we make them feel massive and blow them out of proportion? We might, but they're not on that same level, says the Klei Yakar. And that also doesn't last. Because of that sitna, because of that fighting, the second Beis HaMikdash also is destroyed. Therefore, what these wells of Yitzchak are telling us is that these two kinds of conflicts, both in terms of Esek, controversies surrounding major issues, major concerns, which should be handled in a peaceful and calm way, and sitna, senseless, bickering, little things, if we could only avoid realizing how much these things tear us down, as we saw with the first Beis HaMikdash, we realize that the ultimate goal is the Rechovos. It's something that we are trying to accomplish. And what we have accomplished in the last 6-7 weeks is a feeling of Rechovos in a way of togetherness, in a way of minimizing the Sitna and the Esek, both in the major politics of fighting, which clearly existed in the land of Israel before this, which the fight, the major politics, and we've tried our best. We're not perfect, but we've tried our best over the last many weeks to remove the sitna that exists between us, the little things, the bickering, the fighting, the childish things that get in our way. Because when we can remove these things, that will lead us to a place of Rechovos. And as we join together with so many people, we realize that we are so much more unified in what we can accomplish together than when we realize that what tears us down. And it shouldn't only be on a major Esek scale. It should translate and trickle down into our own lives, the things that we might get upset about, we might get all riled up about. Those are not the things that are really important. They're not even Esek, and even Esek doesn't work. But rather to continue to focus on the things that bring us together, that bind us together, that lead us to hopefully a place of Rechovos.